Welcome into the Phillies in 5 podcast. I'm your host, Bretzky. It is Wednesday, April 27, 2022. The Rockies fumbled the ball all over the field on Tuesday night, and the Phillies once again took advantage of miscues to provide Zach Eflin all the support he needed in this one. The Phillies took game two of a four-game series 10-3, so let's give that good old bell a ring today. And we'll recap the game. Zach Eflin earned a quality start and the win, his first win of the year. He tossed six innings of one-run ball, allowing just two hits. He walked one with three strikeouts. Eflin leaned on his sinker, four-seam fastball, and cutter today while moving away a bit from his curveball compared to the last time out. It resulted in fewer whiffs and a below-average 25% CSW on the evening. We'll have to keep an eye on Eflin's usage as he will line up against the Mets on Sunday next time out, looking for his second win of the year. The Phillies broke through for three runs in the third thanks to some more ridiculous fielding by Ryan McMahon, who made a couple of errors on Monday and then tacked on another one on Tuesday. They tacked on four more in the fourth inning, also assisted by some sloppy fielding, and then added three more in the sixth on Odubel Herrera's first homer of the season. Herrera also hit a double and went 2-for-4 on the night. Bryce Harper collected a pair of hits, scored a run, and stole a base. He had three hard-hit balls on the evening, including a 108.9-mile-per-hour single off Herman Marquez. Bryce is getting it going. It's going to be fun once he heats up over the summer. All right, around the NL East, the Marlins topped the Nats 5-2 behind Sandy Alcantara, who tossed six innings of one-run ball. Juan Soto scored both of the Nats' runs. Of course he did. The Braves beat the Cubbies 3-1. Max Fried picked up the win for Atlanta with, how familiar, six innings of one-run ball. Kenley Jansen notched his fifth save for Atlanta, striking out two in a perfect ninth. And the Mets beat the Cardinals 3-0. Those Mets, they just keep winning. Behind Chris Bassitt, who threw six innings of, not one run. He actually didn't allow any runs over his six innings. Shut out six innings against the Cardinals. Three hits for James McCann, the Mets catcher, who's been pretty inept offensively for his entire tenure the past two seasons with the Mets. So they got to be happy to see that. And Edwin Diaz, he walked the leadoff man in the ninth, but held on for the save. The Mets continue to pace the division as the rest of the NL East teams just struggle just to get back to 500 here. All right, our key question of the day. And in the immortal words of Coach Lou Brown, the Phillies won yesterday, and they won today. That's two in a row. And if they win tomorrow, that's called a winning streak. It has happened before, so let's see some hustle. Let's go get to it. Can the Phillies put together a winning streak and get another win on Wednesday? We'll just have to see. Up next, we have Ranger Suarez versus Ryan Feltner on the hill in Citizens Bank Park Wednesday evening. Again, the Phillies looking to string together a couple of wins. Let's do it Thursday. We will close the series with the Rockies. Zach Wheeler, their ace on the mound, versus Antonio Senzatella. Can we see Wheeler string it all together and be consistent throughout an entire game? And then the weekend series, a big one coming up against the Mets. It looks like we're lining up to face off with Tyler Megill on Friday, Max Scherzer on Saturday, and Chris Bassett on Sunday. Ooh boy, it's going to be a tough one. Closing up for today, we want to hear from you. Questions or feedback on the show, hit us up on Twitter. You can follow me at BretskyBall. You can follow the show at PhillsIn5. And I'd really just like to hear what you think about the show. If you have any questions, if you'd like have any suggestions on how we can mix things up a little bit and make it more engaging, just let me know. Can't wait to hear from you all. And that's all we're going to have for you today on the Phillies in 5 podcast. Thanks again for listening. Go Phillies.